Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So it's election day, right? So if you guys are from the US, hopefully the elections go smoothly and as on time, in a timely manner, right? So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you this topic on how to take advantage of a falling stock market, right? So I think as investors, especially as investors in the stock market, we always come up with this question, right? Like, because we know that the stock market does not go up in a straight line. Even in an uptrend, prices tend to go up, then you go down for a while, go up, then go down for a while, go up, and then go down for a while, and so on and so forth, right? So even in a trending uptrending market, the stock market tends to fall sometimes also, right? And that is also true in a downtrend, right? In fact, in a downtrend, the stock market falls more often than it rises, right? So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you guys on how to take advantage of a falling stock market. And before I share with you the three criteria that I take a look at to take advantage of a falling stock market, I think the first question that I like to tackle head on first is how we view and our mindset when it comes to when it approaches a falling stock market, right? I think because how we view a certain thing can have an outsized impact on our performance and our results, right? So the first thing I think is important is the word crisis, right? So in a falling stock market, it usually the word crisis usually tend to follow a falling stock market, right? So the word crisis in Chinese, right? It's called weiji, right? So it's composed of two characters in Chinese, so wei and ji. So the first character in Chinese, wei, in English, it represents danger, right? So wei is danger. But the second character, ji, is represented by the English word opportunity, right? So the crisis, wei ji, it shows us that there's always two sides to a coin, especially in a crisis, right? So in a crisis, there's on the one end, there's danger, and on the other hand, it also represents opportunity, right? So I think how we view a crisis can really determine and affect our outcome in the stock market. And with most things in life, right, it's how we view something that determines the action that we take, and the actions that we take also will determine our outcome, right? So the first main point that I want to share with you guys is we have, as investors, we can view a falling stock market in two ways, right? When it's falling, we can either view it as something to be fearful and be and to panic about, or we can see it as an opportunity and a chance to profit in the stock market, right? And generally, there are also more opportunities to profit during periods of uncertainties, right? Especially in a falling stock market. And the one perfect example is earlier in this year, right? So earlier in this year, the pandemic, the first wave hit most of the countries in the world. And then as a result, the stock market tanked by about 35% thereabout, right? So the drop in stock market was quite substantial, and many investors and traders were fearful. But on the other hand, what some investors the way they view the stock market during this time is when the stock market fell, it presents a good opportunity to start adding positions, right? So definitely it's nearly impossible and it's very hard to predict the stock market bottom consistently, right? We may predict it once or twice, but to predict it consistently is very hard. But the point is this, right? We don't have to pick the stock market bottom, but we need to view the fall in the stock market as an opportunity to buy, right? So for example, if you bought close to the bottom of the stock market back in around March, and you still hold it up to today, you would have made returns of about 40 to 50%, right? So that is quite a substantial returns. So the point that I'm trying to make is that even though the stock market fell by about 35% at the start of the first wave of the pandemic, if we bought close to the bottom, we don't have to buy at the exact bottom. If we bought close to the bottom, we would still be able to make about 40 to 50% returns year to date. Right, and that's the important point to take note, right? So when the market falls, there's two opportunities or two pills, like in the matrix, that you can choose to take, right? The red and the blue pill. So the red pill represents opportunity and the blue pill represents fear and panic. So when the market falls, you can choose either pill, and which pill you choose will determine or at least will have a very huge impact on how your stock portfolio performs this year, right? And hopefully, if you guys have been listening to this podcast episode up to this point, you'll realize that when the market falls, we should view it as an opportunity rather than in fear and panic, right? So now that you understand and have a better understanding of why a falling stock market represents a good opportunity to buy, the next thing you might be wondering is, what are the three buy criteria, right? So in now this part of the podcast episode, I will be sharing with you the three buy criteria. So the first buy criteria is strong fundamentals. The second is fair and undervalued companies. And the third is invest for the long term, right? So I'll be explaining in greater detail about these three buy criteria. So the first one is strong fundamentals. That means we only want to invest in companies with strong fundamentals. So strong fundamentals can mean competitive advantage, companies with competitive advantage, economic moat, strong financials, growth potential, sector trends, and so on and so forth, right? So the thing is, when the stock market falls, and when the stock market underperforms, not all companies will also underperform, right? There will be certain companies in the markets that tend to do better than the rest, right? And these companies tend to usually be companies with strong fundamentals. So an example is, if you take a look at the S&P 500 year to date, right? The S&P 500 is up by about 1 to 2% so far, right? But does this mean that all the companies in the stock market is only up 1 to 2%? No, right? In fact, there are a few companies out there that has performed exceptionally well this year. So the first one is Amazon, right? So Amazon is a company with strong fundamentals, right? Yes, competitive advantage, yes, economic moat, strong financials, growth potential, and it's in a sector that is rising, right? So if you take a look at Amazon, it's year to date, it managed to make 58.8%, right? You didn't hear that wrong. 58.8%. So while the S&P 500 is up by about only 1 to 2%, the Amazon is up by 58.8%. All right, and that is why as investors in the stock market, in a falling stock market, we want to invest in fundamentally strong companies, because these companies tend to be able to weather the storm and perform better than the overall stock market as a whole, right? So that's one of the important points to take note. But on the other hand, we want to avoid investing in fundamentally weak companies, right? So when the stock market falls, most stocks also tend to fall with the stock market, right? And some of these companies' stock price will also fall, right, as with the market, right? In fact, most of the companies' stock price will also fall with the stock market. But this doesn't mean that we want to buy any companies. Like I mentioned, we only want to invest in fundamentally strong companies, and we want to avoid investing in fundamentally weak companies, right? So one example of a company with no strong fundamentals is Delta Airlines, right? So Delta Airlines is in a industry and sector that has been hit hard by the pandemic, the airline industry, right? So if you take a look at Delta Airlines' stock price year to date, Delta Airlines is down by about 48.87%, right? So you can see the difference between investing in a fundamentally strong company such as Amazon versus investing in a fundamentally weak companies in Delta Airlines, right? So the difference is almost 90% difference in terms of the returns that they are able to generate for their individual investors, right? So that's the thing. The first buy criteria that we want to have is, we want to invest only in fundamentally strong companies in a falling stock market, right? The second criteria is we want to look to invest in fair and undervalued companies. So what do I mean by fair and undervalued companies, right? So fair and undervalued companies, their intrinsic value tends to be greater than or equal to their stock price, right? So if the intrinsic value of a company is higher than its stock price, then we say that that company is undervalued. And if the intrinsic value is close to the stock price of a company, or like around there, so it's close, then we say the company is fair valued, right? So in a falling stock market, we want to invest in companies whose intrinsic value is close, or whose stock price is close to its intrinsic value. And because in a booming stock market, and when the market is on a bull market, stock prices tend to rise quite fast. And generally, most of the time, it's a bit harder to find companies whose intrinsic value is higher than its stock price during a booming stock market. But on the other hand, during a falling stock market, this presents us a good opportunity to buy companies that are on sale, right? Because during a falling stock market, stock prices tend to fall as well. And this presents us a good opportunity to buy fair value and undervalued companies, which might not be fair value or undervalued in a booming stock market, right? So a falling stock market presents us this opportunity. So that's the second criteria to look out for. The third and last criteria is to invest in the long term and to have a long-term view when you invest in these companies, right? Because in the short term is affected, there are a lot of price fluctuations, right? And these price fluctuations is because of the emotions in the market. But if we have a longer term view, which is what the third criteria is, with a longer term view, the price movements of the stock of the company is more closely aligned to the fundamentals of the company, right? And it's not so much about the emotions of the market. So if we invest and we follow the first buy criteria, which is to invest only in fundamentally strong companies, then we know that over the long term, the stock price of these companies will likely rise in the long run, right? Because we can have a high degree of certainty that the fundamentals of these companies are good. And if with a strong fundamental, the stock price of these companies will rise over time, right? So that is the three criteria. So to recap, the first criteria is we want to invest in fundamentally strong company. The second is we want to look for fair and undervalued companies. And the third is we want to invest for the long term. Right, so these are the three things to look out for you to take advantage of a falling stock market. So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode. To your financial success.